In studio today, we have Holly Reamer. She is the Executive Director of Healthy Beginnings, and we're talking about a very popular fundraiser that you have each year. It's the 10th Annual Grin and Bear It Run coming up this Saturday. First, a quick explanation. What is it that you do with Healthy Beginnings with your 10-point kid inspections for people who don't know?
We have screenings. There are universal community screenings throughout Central Oregon now, where families come in with children, little ones, birth through five, and they meet one-on-one with a full array of volunteer specialists. So people like dentists, dental hygienists, vision screeners, hearing screeners, speech pathologists, developmental specialists, health professionals, healthcare providers. One-on-one, the family goes through an assessment with the child, and we can point them in directions in case there is a concern.
And it's totally free.
It is totally free, and it's provided in part by some of the fundraisers we provide in the community, and one of them being the 10th annual Grin and Bear It Run.
So how did you come up with the name Grin and Bear It Run?
Our logo is a teddy bear. We are, teddy bears are the universal symbol for childhood, and it's kid-friendly. And so we had to have a bear in there. And being that it is a winter run, a spring does not start for a couple more weeks, we thought it was a great way to start the running season and get people out on the road. And it's a great fundraiser.
That's on Saturday, March 10th. There's a 5 and 10K run walk and even a 1 mile run, fun run for families. So I imagine there's lots of people with strollers and that kind of thing out there.
There are. And there are a lot of kids. That is their first run. And that's always fun to see. And they're so excited about the prospect of being in that first run. Sometimes they come with their grandparents. Sometimes we have three or four generations doing that one. And that is just a hoot. It's great fun. That one is sponsored by COPA, I should mention, Central Oregon Pediatric Associates. And the 5 and 10K portion, our presenting sponsor is Umpqua Bank.
And what is your goal as far as how many runners you'd like to see?
We would love to see 1,000 runners. We've been very, very close to 1,000 for the last 2 years. And I think that this being our 10th annual run, and it's getting a great amount of buzz in the community, that we might make it.
And where are you at right at this moment?
We are almost halfway there. And, you know, those Central Oregon runners, they always wait until the last minute. So we're pretty confident that we're going to make it.
Well, and I think the weather forecast is pretty good for you.
It is. It's a little sunny right now, and we're hoping that sunshine will hold. It's a little chilly outside, but it's supposed to be on a nice warming trend for the next two or three days. So we're hoping that that holds through.
We'll see if it's warm enough to melt off all the snowdrifts that runners might be dodging.
Well, it seems to be, but those runners, they get out in any weather. It's amazing. Central Oregon is a running community.
You're listening to Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.
Finding your perfect match takes time. But this Saturday might be the day you finally find yours during Free Paint Saturday at Ace. Come by to get a free quart of your perfect color from the new Clark & Kensington Paint and Primer in 1. Stop searching and find your soul paint at Ace, the helpful place. See store or acehardware.com for coupon. Valid March 10th, 2012. While supplies last, limit 1 per household. Average availability, 40 quarts per store. Value of quart not applicable to other purchases. Most colors available for tinting. See store for details.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We are visiting with Holly Reamer, the Executive Director of Healthy Beginnings. Again, it's a great way for parents to go in and get a 12-point kid inspection. Now, this has been life-changing for some people.
It has. In fact, I just spoke with a mom last afternoon whose child had a speech concern, and she really wasn't sure what was going to be, what was going on. And she told me that this has absolutely changed his life. This little guy is starting kindergarten next year, and she's confident that because she's been able to connect him with services in the community, it really has changed his life. It was an amazing story, and we have hundreds and hundreds of those stories.
And we had someone telling a story here on our air a few weeks ago, and you said you had a lot of calls right after that a lot of people were deciding to come in for the free checkup. So it's great to make a difference in the local community. And if you'd like to make a difference, again, the run is this Saturday, March 10th, Grin and Bear It.
And they can find us on www.myhb.org.